Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia and Hotep, welcome to the Kirtery Room. You have your Omeika 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome you to another day in the Care to Read Room. Yes, we have been talking about what Moses is doing. And now we're talking about NABI, the National Association for Bilingual and Second Languages. Yes, we are talking about the conferences that are going to be conducted in the month of February. This is Black History Month. We do want to remind you of that. For those of you celebrate the shortest month in the year for African American History Month. Welcome to African American History Month and welcome to another month of February where we can acknowledge our higher selves, we can acknowledge our culture and our heritage because we do have a culture. Once again, I'd like to welcome you and say thank you. And thank you for being persistent and following us here in this room. Thank you for also tuning in and being our friend. We do appreciate it. We want to welcome those new friends and say that you can lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. We want you to lock it in, little G, and keep it right there. Keep it right there because we need to talk to you. We need to tell you how to get your year off on a good foot. As most of you know, the new year for the African-American is in the month of March. So the new year will be coming up pretty soon. So we fixed it so that we will not only be celebrating the African-American month, but also the new year as well. So I want to say an early Happy New Year to you. Believe in the ancestors in this room. We want to acknowledge our ancestors and pay homage to them. And we want you to do the same thing, to acknowledge your ancestors as well. Because without them, you're not capable of doing anything. You see, ladies and gentlemen, as you begin to acknowledge and give gratitude for the things in this world, don't forget to give gratitude. So welcome once again. Live coming to you today, and this is on a Wednesday. We're getting ready for that Monday tomorrow. Why don't you come in and have a seat and join us? talk music in the background. Why don't you have a seat? We have a ton of things to talk about. Our chat rooms are going to be open, so come on in and sit down. And if you would like to start the conversation, go right ahead and do so, because our chat room is going to be open. If they allow us to work with our chat room here today, it seems as if this dashboard is just running itself today, ladies and gentlemen. It has a mind of its own, you know? And every time I go to press a button, it just works by itself. But eventually, the music will go off on its own. It will have to go off on its own. So, don't mind the music in the background. I'm going to talk over it softly. And I'm going to keep going to try to get this room. I wanted to tell you that we have 90 seconds, but we're going to use all those 90 seconds up. And because the music won't stop playing, I have to report that whole technical difficulty later on, you know. But in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk a little bit about our ancestors. Because this is the first day of February, I want to hollow this space out. I will go right on and do libation. I want to give acknowledgement to those ancestors that have gone on. And I want to say that you must acknowledge them. Not because it's best for your business, but because it's important. So we want to call in the name of Chicken Bia and pour libation and say Ashe. But before we do that, we acknowledge Chicken Bia. We acknowledge Dr. Glover. We acknowledge the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We say, I say. We acknowledge Dr. John Henry Clark, we say, aye. We acknowledge Dr. Frederick King and Dr. Martin Luther King, and we say, ashe. We want to honor Dr. Carter G. Woodson for his infinite wisdom in deciding that the African Americans needed a day to hollow out for themselves. So we hollow that day out today, and we acknowledge those who have transitioned, not gone on, but passed on the other side. We also acknowledge the fact that Dr. Carter G. Woodson knew that it was not going to be an easy fight to get 1 month for us to celebrate. Even though he asked for more time, they obliged him with 1 month. And we're glad about it, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad about it today. We're glad that because we have a heritage, we have a culture, and not just a heritage, we can have an in-depth study of our background, our agricultural experience, and as we acknowledge the fact that we came from the fields of Mississippi and South Carolina and Georgia, and some of us from North Carolina, and some of us from Arkansas, Mississippi as well, and the hard times that we traveled through Mississippi. And I would like to help. Nina Simone said that Mississippi was so hard on us, so hard on us black people. But yet we put in the hardest work in the South. In fact, we made the South rich. Rich with our labor, our field hands made the South rich. Rich with all of our customs and traditions that we brought from Africa. Yes, we did. And we brought those chanting songs with us. And we brought those African traditional hymns with us. Yes, they belong to us. Why don't we claim them? And we sang so harmonizing in the fields, even though it was hot and it was very hard. We sang to sun up to sundown, and we did the labor, and we made the criteria of filling those bags of cotton. That's right. When our ancestors have done those things, that means we have also benefited from those things as well. Not that we're bragging about it, but the South became rich because of the work that the slaves did. The South became enfranchised with slavery and thought that it was supposed to go on forever. But just because of a slip-up of the hand of somebody up north playing games again with old folks, making them think that they were going to free them, there was no real intent to free the slaves. That was a ploy played on the South to let them ease up off the war. Now that situation caused us to get our freedom, we've got to go back to the plow and got to figure out how to create our own agriculture in our own backyards. So that's why we've been talking about Moses. We want you to have sustainability. We don't want another black history to roll up on you and you still don't know what to do with your culture. Then take your culture in your hands, ladies and gentlemen, and take the best of it. Yes, take the best of it. We gave our first fruit and dedicated it back to the ocean, and we sent the signatures of libation out on the water, sending messages back home to our loved ones and our mothers and fathers who we left on the other side in Africa. Let us try to remember now that for those Kuta Kintes and those Kizzies who cried through the night because they could not reunite with Papa and Mama, let us help them to remember that there was a reason that they made it to this side. And now that we've made it to this side, we cannot take it for granted that we are free for 1 minute. Our freedom was bought with the price. And because the freedom was bought with the price, we must honor each and every day. And we must take our freedom and do something with it. So what are we going to do with our freedom now that we are no longer field hands? Well, we're going to take up the art and skill of knowing ourselves and understanding what is it about us that so many people marvel over and they call us the seven wonder of the world. That's right. Even if they wanted to let us go back to Africa, the country could not do without us here in America. We have become commodities, like it or not, African family. And there are so many things that the country depends upon the African America for doing. So then why aren't we kit and kin and brothers and sisters, and why aren't we loving each other? And now that we've finally got a black man in the president-elect office, We should be glad about it. But why are so many people in the president's face cursing him and swearing at him and trying to break his spirit? It's because of racism. It isn't his concepts that they hate. They hate what he stands for. My Lord, why can't they get color out of their mind for one decade and give the African Americans a chance to prove themselves that they have good qualities and good character and good conduct? And I would suppose that Obama was brought up right, and he also has good character and good conduct. But I would suppose he's also been called everything but a child of God. Now, why do we have to have it in our heart to develop hatred against someone because of the content of their character and not because of their concepts? Now, this February, he can stand proud and acknowledge the fact that he has blood in his veins that is part black. Now, let the man be black for a moment, African Americans and Caucasians. Let him be black for a moment. Let him be proud of his heritage. He's not sporting it around as if he's being arrogant and pompous, but he wants to be the black man that he knew his father was. Now, there's a lot going on in society right now, and we're not going to clear it up in one setting, talking about the ills that are inflicted upon our president. We have to pray for him and pray for them that despitefully use him. We have to pray. And family, I'm saying today, just because it's the first day of African American History Month, don't you slump for 1 minute. Stay on the job. And even when January came around, we were supposed to continue to work. We don't give up working because we have a holiday. We've got to stay in the trenches to stop the inequality and to stop racism. We've got to stay on the forefront of the lobbying issues that pertain to African Americans and recorrecting the 14th Amendment. So now that Black History is here, I'm sure you're going out and you're buying your garments and you're getting all your paraphernalia, but don't forget to go to the man in your community that's selling these products and circulate your dollar with Umoja and Kujichagulia downtown or in the hood. Don't forget to do that, because if we were selling our products during this month, if everyone had something that was African-centered or African culture that they can sell, then we can get out of bankrupt. We can start the circulation of the dollar again, and we can get monies put into our bank accounts again if we just service ourselves with that billion-dollar purchasing power that we have. Now, how many of you are going to buy from yourself this month? How many of you are going to take it up on yourself to buy from yourself this month? How many of you are going to make sure that when you get ready to buy, you're going to circulate that dollar in your community and keep it going? How many of you are going to do that? Raise both your hand and your feet. Keep your money circulating in your community, ladies and gentlemen. Keep your money circulating in your community. You must do that. And the reason why you must do that is because this is the time of the year that you can prosper financially and economically. This is the time of the year that you can acknowledge who you are as a black woman and a black man. It doesn't hurt for you to talk about how proud you are and how black you are, but when you're broke, that is something to think about. And right now, the economy is busted, and we are busted. And it's not about jobs that we're trying to get. It is about getting clarity and consciousness. Once you get a consciousness of who you are, we will make the jobs out of our frame of reference. We will frame our jobs right in our consciousness. Don't think that just because we don't have jobs that we're going to perish. If we keep our consciousness, ladies and gentlemen, we can create our jobs from our consciousness. And I want you to understand that this is a month that we are to do a special job in reconstructing ourselves. We've created a redemption plan for ourselves. Now we're going to reconstruct ourselves, and we're going to have sustainability. And for those of you who don't know what that is, you need to get on the horn and find out, because this green product is going to pass us by if we don't realize what it's going to do for us. It's got to do something for us. We cannot allow this thing to just pass us by and all of the monies go into another pot or another category. We cannot allow it. Now, I want to say something. For the benefit of those out there who've been there alone, you're not alone. And there is much support, but you have to reach out, and you have to find that support. You have to find it. You have to find that support, and you have to reach out. And it's there for you. It is there. Now, for those of you who don't want to reach out and you've given up and you think that if you just roll over and go to sleep or play dead, that things will get better, then it's not. You're going to have to do something more than that. You're going to have to do something more, and you're going to have to put yourself in God's hands and let God guide you and direct you in this effort. We're in this together for the long haul, and this is a month that we can pull together. Let's pull together, African American, and let's jointly pull together with other minorities and find out what we can do to sustain ourselves so we can live in the new millennium. Stay tuned. We're on our way out of here. Oh.